Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Q&A with Chad Stout, General Manager at Universal Parking. The future of parking in Houston. Chad Stout, General Manager at Universal Parking, discusses the future of parking in Houston. With the city's rapid growth, smart parking solutions and app-based payment systems are becoming more prevalent. Houston is reevaluating parking requirements to promote walkable environments and efficient land use. Despite being car-dependent, the city is experiencing growing pains in traditional parking infrastructure. Technology is shaping how people park, with apps providing convenience and real-time availability. Advancements like license plate scanning are transforming parking, but challenges remain for some drivers and businesses. The future of parking in Houston will likely involve a hybrid approach, combining smart apps with staffed lots to optimize turnover and enhance security in busy districts.
Sean Spellman moves to JLL Phoenix as Managing Director. The Phoenix office of JLL welcomes Sean Spellman as Managing Director, bringing 18 years of office leasing expertise to the Phoenix agency leasing team. Spellman, an Arizona native, has a proven track record in marketing and leasing institutional quality Metro Phoenix office properties. He holds a bachelor's degree in finance from the University of Arizona and is an active member of NIOP Arizona, the Men's Art Council, and Executive Council charities. With over 600 industry experts, JLL Phoenix offers a wide range of real estate services, including office, industrial, retail, healthcare, and data center brokerage. For more information, visit JLL's newsroom. JLL, a Fortune 500 company, has been shaping the future of real estate for over 200 years, helping clients worldwide with their commercial real estate and investment needs.
Investor News breaks Newton Golf Company Inc. and Endec NWTG eyes growth as Fast Motion gains traction. Newton Golf Company Inc. NWTG is experiencing significant revenue growth following the successful launch of its latest Shaft family. CEO Greg Campbell expressed excitement over the increasing popularity of Fast Motion, with over 30 professionals now using Newton Shafts on major tours. The company is ramping up production to meet the high demand for its Fast Motion shaft, which has exceeded expectations. Newton Golf, formerly Sachs Parente, focuses on revolutionizing golf equipment design by applying Newtonian principles for enhanced performance and precision. For more information, visit Newton Golf's website at www.newtongolfir.com.
Dessert for everyone, 16 Handles, opens frozen yogurt and soft serve shop in South Brooklyn, NY. 16 Handles, the popular NYC self-serve frozen yogurt brand, is opening a new shop in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn on July 26, 2025. Owned by Eric Farber and Dylan Voss, the shop aims to be a community-driven destination for frozen yogurt and desserts. The 1,000-square-foot shop will employ 15 local team members and offer indoor and outdoor seating. Eric, with a background at J.P. Morgan, and Dylan, a senior manager at a multinational consulting firm, are excited to bring the 16 Handles experience to Cobble Hill families. The grand opening event on July 26 will feature free frozen yogurt for the first 100 guests, half-price treats, and other discounts. With 16 soft-serve flavors and over 50 toppings, 16 Handles is set to become a neighborhood staple for families and friends to enjoy delicious treats together.
Q&A with Steve Shapiro, Senior Vice President of Artificial Intelligence in Assessments at Permetric and CEO of Finitune AI. Steve Shapiro, the Senior Vice President of Artificial Intelligence in Assessments at Permetric and CEO of Finitune AI, a Prometric-owned technology company, is leading innovative AI-assisted assessment and learning solutions across various industries. With a background in edtech and workforce training, Shapiro's role involves developing patent-pending AI technology to create new content and intelligently classify it. Prometric, the world's largest credentialing and assessment company, partners with organizations to provide expertise in test development. FineTune AI, Prometric's AI solution, redefines assessment development with secure and scalable solutions. Shapiro's leadership in AI initiatives within a global organization has allowed for continued innovation. Prometric's early adoption of AI solidifies its position as an innovative leader in the industry. The experienced team at FineTune AI leads the way in generative AI technology, consistently integrating new advancements into their product roadmap. Prometric is committed to promoting AI literacy and responsible use in education, offering tools like FineTune Catalog to help district administrators evaluate curriculum alignment with state standards. By equipping educators with AI literacy, Prometric ensures responsible and informed use of AI tools. AI can enhance teaching by providing personalized instruction and faster feedback, acting as a teaching assistant to support educators. Prometric's vision is to help learners navigate diverse pathways for education, upskilling, and career growth, emphasizing the importance of continuous learning in an AI-driven future. American Water Military Services, recognized for excellence in water quality by Partnership for Safe Water. American Water Military Services Group, a subsidiary of American Water, has been awarded the Partnership for Safe Water First Year Director's Award for Water Quality Excellence at Fort Belvoir. This recognition highlights their dedication to delivering safe, clean, and reliable drinking water to the military community. Through their utilities privatization program, American Water Military Services has been ensuring high standards of water and wastewater utilities at Fort Belvoir since 2009. Their ongoing commitment to optimizing system operations and maintaining high-quality performance is reflected in this achievement. Learn more about their efforts and the PSW Awards on their website.
Investor News Breaks, Favo Capital Inc.'s Favo, multi-pronged digital strategy drives SMB growth. Favo Capital Inc., a rapidly growing alternative finance company, is driving SMB growth through its multi-pronged digital strategy. As inflationary pressures and elevated interest rates strain traditional financing channels, SMBs are turning to alternative funding sources. Favo's fintech-driven approach includes an advanced digital platform for client engagement and streamlined funding processes. This allows for quick underwriting, dynamic risk assessment, and flexible loan structuring. With over 10,000 SMBs served, Favo has built a scalable foundation for national growth. To learn more about Favo Capital, visit their website at favocapital.com.
Sweet Paris Creperie expands to Bridgeland Community in Cyprus, marking another milestone in Houston area's growth. Sweet Paris Creperie and Cafe has expanded to the Bridgeland Community in Cyprus, marking a significant milestone in the Houston area's growth. The new location at Village Green offers a variety of sweet and savory crepes, waffles, salads, and more for the local community to enjoy. Owned by local entrepreneur Mike Kelton, this new spot aims to bring people together for a delicious meal experience. Guests can join the Sweet Paris Passport Loyalty Program for exclusive promotions and rewards. With 22 stores in its portfolio and additional units in development nationwide, Sweet Paris continues to share its passion for crepes with communities across the country. For more information, visit sweetparis.com or call 281-758-5354. Hexagon U.S. Federal divests HS3 business to BNA. Hexagon U.S. Federal, a leader in advanced technology solutions, has divested its strategic services and solutions business to Barton Associates. This move aims to streamline operations and focus on delivering cutting-edge products supporting defense, intelligence, and federal civilian missions. The HS3 business, known for professional services and solutions, now joins BNA to enhance federal government support. With a sharpened portfolio, Hexagon U.S. Federal will address complex challenges in defense and intelligence sectors. The company remains dedicated to empowering government and mission-critical customers with talent and innovation. Learn more about Hexagon at hexagon.com and Hexagon US Federal at hexagonusfederal.com. Investor News Breaks announces leadership overhaul and strategic merger in addiction therapeutics. Branded Legacy, OTC, B-League has announced a leadership transition and pending merger to enter the addiction therapeutics space. Interim CEO Jeffrey Robison now leads the company after the prior management team resigned. A letter of intent has been submitted for a merger with a company specializing in advanced intranasal drug delivery, including a patented all-in-one naloxone device. The combined entity projects $40 million in first-year revenue and aims to disrupt the opioid overdose and broader addiction treatment markets with scalable, cost-effective solutions. Merger closing is expected within 2 weeks, pending approvals.
Q&A with Harshith Vadiparthi, Head of Growth at JustPaid. Harshith Vadiparthi, Head of Growth at JustPaid, discusses how AI is revolutionizing finance teams. AI streamlines tasks like checking payment status, reducing manual work by 70%. JustPaid's AI billing agent addresses user pain points by providing personalized communication based on customer context. What sets JustPaid apart is its intelligent automation that handles exceptions with ease. With a product-led growth model, JustPaid allows finance teams to trial tools with real data, leading to high conversion rates. The balance between automation and human nuance is achieved through graduated automation, giving users control. Early results show significant time savings and improved efficiency. The upcoming JustPaid marketplace will offer industry-specific tools, cross-functional integrations, and predictive services. This ecosystem will elevate financial service providers by allowing them to focus on strategic advisory roles. Ultimately, JustPaid aims to become the central nervous system of B2B finance, enabling proactive financial management. Finance leaders hesitant to adopt AI are advised to start small and build confidence in AI's capabilities for a competitive edge in the evolving marketplace. Capital Square Housing Trust launches preferred stock offering. Capital Square Housing Trust, a real estate investment trust sponsored by Capital Square, is offering up to 4 million shares of its Series 2 Class A and Class 1 redeemable and convertible preferred stock at $10 per share. The offering is limited to accredited investors and aims to raise $40 million, with a potential increase to $45 million. Investors can expect a 9.0% annual dividend for Class A shares and a 9.75% annual dividend for Class 1 shares. Following the fourth anniversary, the preferred stock can be converted at a discounted price. Investors can also participate in the Preferred Distribution Reinvestment Plan to acquire additional shares. This offering provides attractive yield, monthly income, and growth opportunities for investors.
Q&A with Tinka Ellington, Principal and Executive Director of Luxury Sales at Compass. Tinka Ellington, Executive Director of Luxury Sales at Compass, leads a team specializing in luxury coastal properties at Salado Pompano Beach. The boutique condominium, scheduled for completion in early 2026, offers unique features like expansive terraces and resort-style amenities. With over $280 million in sales, Salado is about to reach 60% sold, attracting local and international buyers. Positioned as the only walkable property set for delivery next year, Salado benefits from Pompano Beach's development boom and collaborative environment. The boutique design creates a personalized atmosphere, keeping costs low while delivering luxury. Not in a flood zone, Salado's higher elevation and hurricane-resistant construction provide peace of mind to buyers. As a new construction, Salado eliminates concerns about unexpected assessments, offering a meticulously built property meeting current safety regulations. Compass's expertise in condo sales and marketing further enhances Salado's success.
Exit Factor expands territory with new location in Syracuse, New York. Exit Factor, a business consulting franchise specializing in exit planning for small to mid-sized companies, has opened a new location in Syracuse, NY. Owner-operators Tom Roman and Kevin Everts will deliver tailored exit plans to safeguard business value. The program helps owners maximize profit, efficiency, and value, even if a sale isn't imminent. With a projected increase in entrepreneurs looking to sell their companies, Exit Factor provides a valuable opportunity for owners to enhance efficiency and value. Founded by Jessica Fialkovich, the company has helped businesses increase profitability and marketability, leading to successful exits. Participants in the program have seen an average $270,000 increase in exit value per hour spent, with a 25% profit increase and a 56.7% rise in business value within the first year. For more information, visit exitfactor.com.
ESG breaks. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., UCU, advances $18.4 million Phase 2 DOD-funded rare earth facility in Louisiana. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. announced an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to build a commercial-scale rare earth processing unit in Louisiana. The project focuses on heavy rare earth elements crucial for defense and advanced technologies. With key milestones achieved and funding received, Ucor aims to establish a domestic REE supply chain. Through strategic partnerships, the company plans to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain and develop rare earth projects in Alaska and Canada. Ucor is listed on the TSXV under UCU and on the OTC markets under UURAF. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTSAI, appoints telecom veteran Dan Gay to board of directors. Blue Sky AI Inc., a developer of modular AI data center infrastructure, has appointed Dan Gay, a veteran of companies including MCI, Quest, and Rackscale, to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in data center and enterprise IT strategy, Gay previously served as Blue Sky AI's COO, playing a key role in advancing the company's scalable, energy-efficient infrastructure strategy. This move supports Blue Sky's mission to rapidly deploy modular AI data centers amid surging demand for compute capacity. Blue Sky AI, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, aims to revolutionize the AI compute landscape by providing innovative and sustainable infrastructure solutions. For more information, visit www.blueskyidatacenters.com.
Q&A with Amit Sharma, founder and CEO at CData. Founder and CEO of CData Software, Amit Sharma shares his journey before founding CData, highlighting the importance of simplicity and real-time access in data connectivity. CData's unique blend of broad data source coverage, simplicity, and real-time integration sets them apart in the data connectivity space. Amit discusses the balance between building new connectors and optimizing core functionality, emphasizing the value of reliability and performance. CData's embedded connectivity business has evolved into deep partnerships with leading technology companies, enabling seamless data access across multiple platforms. The recent release of CData MCP servers addresses the challenge of connecting AI models to enterprise data, providing standardized SQL-based access to over 350 data sources. As AI-driven analytics rise, CData's connectivity platform is positioned to provide AI-ready data for organizations, enabling them to access and analyze data across multiple touchpoints. In the next 3 to 5 years, Amit sees CData powering data access for more organizations globally, becoming the connectivity standard for the next generation of data-driven applications. AI robotics are transforming hotels, and the shift has already begun. Knight Food Holdings is at the forefront of using AI-powered robotics in hotels to address operational challenges. By acquiring hotel properties and offering robotics as a service, they are quickly implementing automation with tangible revenue benefits. With labor shortages impacting the hospitality industry, NGTF's intelligent automation provides a competitive advantage for investors interested in AI and scalable solutions. The use of AI-driven robotics is no longer limited to science fiction, but is now essential in sectors like hospitality facing labor challenges. As hotel labor costs rise and guest expectations remain high, strategic AI adoption may be the key to sustainability. Knight Food Holdings, OTCQTF, is leading the way in this transformation.
Sinobiological sets new industry standard with ProPure endotoxin-free proteins made in the USA. Sinobiological US Inc. introduces ProPure, a groundbreaking line of endotoxin-free recombinant proteins made in the USA at its cutting-edge C4B facility in Houston, Texas. These proteins are designed for immunology research, vaccine development, and therapeutic protein manufacturing, with endotoxin levels below the limit of quantification. Dr. Rob Burgess, Chief Business Officer, emphasizes the company's commitment to scientific excellence and product safety. The launch of ProPure highlights Sinobiological's dedication to bioprocessing innovation and supporting the global life sciences community. In addition to standard offerings, the C4B offers customized protein development services to meet unique research needs. For more information, visit sinobiological.com.
The pitfalls arising from personal branding. In recent years, personal branding has become a popular trend, especially among small business owners and startup founders. Many entrepreneurs now focus on building their own image instead of promoting their company's brand. Through platforms like Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram, business leaders share personal stories, live stream sales, and connect with their audience using their own voice and face. This is where entities like Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASDUP, could provide helpful insights to small business owners seeking to navigate the pitfalls of personal branding. Tech Media Wire, a specialized communications platform, offers access to a vast network of wire solutions for public and private companies driving the future of technology, providing enhanced press release distribution, social media outreach, and tailored corporate communication solutions to help companies reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, CTQBAUF, unveils district-scale potential at Montauban Gold Silver Project. Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQUF, has unveiled the district-scale potential at its Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec. Results from the ambient noise tomography survey indicate a vertically extensive system reaching depths of 1,200 meters, suggesting a district-scale volcanogenic massive sulfide system. With permits in place and tailings reprocessing underway, ES Gold is focused on both near-term production and long-term exploration, positioning Montauban as a potential multi-generational mining asset.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-release.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.